Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. Common Confidential, Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show. Welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk, the podcast where your comfort zone gets a bit uncomfortable, but in the best way possible.
I'm Jason, and this is my incredible wife, Stephanie. Together, we've been navigating the highs and lows of marriage for 12 years.
And for 10 of those years, we've been exploring the world of swinging. Yes, you heard that right. We're here to peel back the curtains on our lives as full-time OnlyFans models and enthusiasts of an open lifestyle.
But it's not all about the steamy stories and the wild nights, though trust us, we have plenty of those. It's about starting a conversation and breaking down barriers.
And most importantly, addressing the anxiety that so many feel when it comes to sex and sexuality. It's about teaching you that it's more than okay to explore, to question, and to enjoy your sexuality, whatever that might look like for you.
So whether you're just curious, deeply involved in the lifestyle, or somewhere in between,
grab your favorite pillow, get comfy, and let's dive into those awkward, hilarious, and enlightening conversations together. This is Awkward Pillow Talk.
So if you hear purring, it's because Stephanie is extremely turned on right now.
Yeah.
And that's actually our kitten, Mr. Ron Weasley, passed out on Stephanie right now. And this is really going to truly be an awkward pillow talk because we are laying in bed awkwardly as we give this conversation.
We sure are.
So it's been kind of a shitty day.
Yeah, it kind of has, but you know, like...
We had a shitty week in general.
We've had a shitty couple weeks.
And, you know, we had a main water burst in our front yard, a main water line burst in our front yard.
Yeah.
Fights with our electric company.
Oh, it's let's just not get into it.
We're not even going to get into it. It's just going to totally harsh the vibe.
This is not the place for
this
that.
This is not the place. But regardless, we are here. We're still at least doing the job that we love.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And I figure for the next topic, we kind of go into, you know, what do you do when you have, like, a partner that wants to try something new?
Okay.
And the other one that is just totally resistant to, like, everything.
Oh, so, like, us in the beginning.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
To where...
You're not going to believe it, but it was Jason that said no.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Just kidding.
So, I think it's a tough subject, right? Because you want to respect people.
Right, especially if it's your spouse. Like, with, you know, I mean, even if it's just your partner, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's tough. You know, one thing that I will say is, you know, sexual compatibility in a marriage is paramount. Like, really above anything else is, like, it has to be a priority, right?
Of course.
And that's one thing that I still appreciate from your dad dropping that one down. Just being like, look, like, this has to be a priority in marriage. Like, this isn't funny. This isn't a joke. This isn't like, oh, you know, I'm being a perv. This is like, if you want a happy marriage, this is what it is. And I mean, really, if you can take care of that aspect of things, a lot of other stuff kind of falls into place.
Right. It makes everything else easier, if you will.
But even with that being said, even with you knowing that, like, okay, yeah, we were having sex, but at what point, you know, you kind of feel like, okay, maybe I need to spice up the sex life a little bit, and it starts looking like it's getting stale, you know?
Yeah, like, you hit that stale part, and you're like, what do you want to do next? Well, I don't know.
I mean, mind you, you got to know that, like, when I say Steph was vanilla, I don't mean she was, like, you know, like, vanilla with some sprinkles on there. I mean... She was the flavor of, like, ice. You know what I mean? Like, there's almost no flavor whatsoever. Like, it was like, just stick that shit in, do your business, and...
Get out.
I mean, blowjobs used to be, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And you didn't like me eating your pussy for more than, like, a couple of minutes at a time because it was just overwhelming for you.
Yeah.
And playing with your nipples for a while was not a thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I mean, we even at one point, I remember even just... I was like, can we just sleep naked? And you were like, no.
Yeah, that was
absolutely big. Not.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even sleep naked. So, I mean, I feel like... I'm not saying this to, like, tease you.
I know.
I'm saying it to, like...
That, like...
People need to know that, like, there is a journey that you can go on.
There is growth.
There is growth to be had. You don't have to just be like, this is who I am. And it's okay for your partner to take time and to not jump into the deep end right away.
Right. And to, like, need the, like, process, like, the order of how you work through everything to get to where you are or where you want to be. Because if you just dive off the deep end, it's one of those sink or swim things, and that's scary. So you kind of wade in, you know, take your little baby steps.
We learned this the hard way, and you know, hopefully people will listen to our advice and not do it the way that we did. But
right,
you know, I'm a salesman first off. So, yeah. And Steph is just dying to be sold on something. So,
I am the target audience when I go into any sales place.
So, I always have these crazy ideas. And I mean, I think one of the craziest ideas to start was obviously the idea of swinging, right?
Right.
And we were living kind of near Nashville at the time. And Nashville had a lot of these clubs. And the idea to me of swinging at the time was just such a, like, pornographic idea. Right. You know what I mean? It was just, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it wasn't really even a real thought. You know what I mean? Like, it was like
one of those, like, things that you
it's, didn't believe. It's such an ultra dream that I just didn't even believe that it could ever,
like, actually happen.
Or that people actually did it, you know? Is this real life? Nah, just porn stars do this kind of stuff, right?
Or this is what you see in movies.
So I found out they had this club in Nashville, and this one was called The Social Club, TSC.
That's right.
And I was just so damn curious. And I talked to Steph about it, and I was like, so there's this club, it's for swingers, people actually have sex there. And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, but come on. Can I just want to go see it. And she's like, nope. And I was like, look, I got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
What if for my birthday, we just go check it out? Like, I promise we won't do anything.
I just want to go see.
And she's like, fine.
It's like, how do you say no to that for someone's birthday?
And really, I was being hopeful that, like, maybe you would walk in there and some trigger would just, like, fucking flip and that you would turn into this horny creature, which, fellas, if that is your plan,
it's not going to work.
Let's go ahead and back out now.
Bail.
but that obviously, you know, did not happen. But I knew that, like, I'm always true to my word with you, right? So if I tell you something and that we're not going to do something, we do not do something.
Right. We go in with
zero expectations.
That is our thing that we tell each other every time.
Something that we learned because expectations started to happen at one point and then they got denied due to one thing or another. And then we'd start getting salty with each other. And then it was like, why? You know what I mean? Like,
it was because
one of us went in there with certain expectations. But anyways, let's back it back up to our first one. So I wanted to make sure I did this right because, you know, typically you get one shot at these kind of things. And I reached out to the club.
Yep.
And the owner of the club reached back out to me and I said, look, my wife has agreed to his tail bouncing on this bed.
I know, I'm trying.
Like, look, my wife is giving me one chance to basically check out this, you know, this club. Give me the day. You know, this is pre-children, so we literally had any day we could go. What is the best day to join or to come visit the club for the first time? And the owner writes back to me and he goes, I think that Thursday.
Goes, would be the
best
the day.
That's the best night to bring your wife for the first time to check it out. So we're like,
We even told him, we're like, I'm hesitant.
Yeah, of course. And really, he's an owner of a swingers club. He should know how to handle these situations.
Right. Like, you know, you're like, this is the one shot that you had.
Right. So we get out there. I'm so, like, beyond excited. I probably had a boner all day long.
Probably.
And we walk in, we fill out our forms, and we meet the owner. And the owner's just like, 70-year-old dude, and I remember immediately my favorite thing was the fucking golden retriever.
I was gonna say it was the dog. Yeah,
they had a golden retriever that was there, walking around the fucking club,
showing us around the dog.
We filled out our forms, and they were like, "Okay, well, you know, well, you guys go take a seat, and so and so will be around, and they'll come show you around upstairs." And we're just kind of looking around, and we're like, "Damn, there is a lot of dudes here."
But we were only on the first floor.
And there's a second floor. The second floor is where all the play stuff happened. But the first floor is where, like, the dance club was, I suppose. But we're sitting there. We're just like, fuck, there's an awful lot of dudes.
There was a lot of dudes. It was, like, very, very skewed one way.
And then there was this one woman walking around with these short shorts, and it just said,
slut.
Slut right across the back.
Like, you know how you see the juicy ones? It just said, slut.
And I'm like, huh, look at her. You know?
That's an interesting door.
So finally another couple comes up to us and they're talking to us and they're like, oh, this is your first time. Oh, and this other guy comes up and he goes, hey, let me show you guys upstairs. We're like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah. We'd love to see upstairs because we certainly weren't going to go exploring this place on our own.
Not all the guys there.
Now, mind you, also we are 25, 26 years old at this point.
Right.
Close to that.
So probably wasn't pre-kid then.
It was literally right before kid.
Then it was probably 23.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. We were that young.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 23.
You were 23. Well, it's 24 for me.
Possibly. Anyways.
Anyways.
Doesn't matter. Under 25.
We were under 25. Everybody else that was there was like
55.
55 plus.
Or older.
Yep. Which, as we find, is a theme in the lifestyle. In one point. Will be awesome for us when we were that age. However,
at that time,
it was kind of shitty.
It was very off-putting, which, again, don't get me wrong, I don't mind it now that I know that that's
what to expect
when you go to these things. But the very first time, it was like, this is...
It's weird.
Weird, yep.
So we go upstairs. This guy's kind of showing us around. He goes, hey, here's the couple's room. Here's the, you know, if you guys want these solo rooms, they're here. And then there's in the back room, there's like this billiards table with like some couches and stuff. We're like, okay, thanks, man. We're gonna play pool because we're awkward and
we don't know what else.
Because
like they had like couches to sit on, but like it was clearly like the makeout couch.
There was like nothing else going on there to do. There was no like way for us to mingle. There wasn't enough people to even mingle with. There wasn't even like a TV. No, so it was like there was a dance floor, but there was
no music.
No music going on. The lights were on. It was odd how it was set up, but it was like, okay, we're just, maybe things are going to get started, whatever. So we're playing pool, and neither of us play pool, but we're just literally, like, shaking and, like, fucking shooting pool and trying to, like, kill time. And this really obese dude comes up and sits in the corner. And
near where we're playing.
Near where we're playing, and he's, like, breathing hard while he's there. And he goes, hey, if y'all don't mind me saying, I'm the owner of a local nudist resort, and we'd love to have you stop by sometime. And if you're looking for anybody to watch you have sex this evening, I would be willing to do that for you.
I'd do it for you.
And we're like, thank you so much.
But.
So kind. However, we're going to decline because this is our first time. We're just here to see what kind of things happen at this place. And he's like,
we're not even in the lifestyle.
He goes,
yet.
Okay, can I watch you kiss? And we're like, no, we're not going to do that. So at this point, Steph is freaked out because he's heavy breathing. It's just weird.
It's weird,
you know, when you go into a place like that and somebody immediately propositions you, hey, let me watch you have sex.
And you're like, I haven't had sex with anybody other than, like, you know, in front of anybody yet. Other than, like, you.
Exactly. So, it was weird. You were getting a little worked up on it. And I was like, hey, let's go. Let's remove ourselves from the situation. We go to the private booths, right? Because the private booth to me was a good option because, yeah, remember they had that little, it was like the room.
Oh, okay. So, like, it was almost like a dressing room.
It was like, yeah, it was what it was for, though. It was like hookup booths, essentially.
Right, yeah.
There was like a little bed in there. And so we go in there. I'm like, this is great because it's going to be private for us, you know.
We can compose ourselves.
And I get to see what the fucking private room looks like, which is just really what this whole evening was about, was quenching my my curiosities. So we're in that private booth for no more than a minute when we get a knock on the door.
Like, I don't think I'd set all my stuff down.
Nope. And I open it, and it's the gentleman we were talking to earlier. He goes, are you ready for me to watch you? I mean, get the fuck out of here.
We were like, nope. And by then, I was
She's done. So we're like, all right, we're going to head out. And on our way out, I hear noises. And I'm like, oh, Steph, come on. We got to see what these noises are.
And I was like, nope. I would like to go.
And I was like, come on.
Here.
We paid like $100 for this experience.
And at that time, that was a lot to us.
That was a lot at that time. Like, we're going to see what the fucking noise
is. You were like, we're here. Let's just, it's not that far out of the way. It's just down the hall. And it's like, fine.
So we walk into this, is the couple's room. And we see this woman, the one that had the slut written across her pants, on the ground, pleasuring like 10 dudes.
Yeah, if not more.
And there was probably 20 dudes in line just waiting to go in. And they see Steph and they're like, oh, come on, honey, you want to get a closer look? And they start grabbing at her and they try to get her to like join in.
And I was like, no, no,
and she's
no,
like,
no.
nope, we're just watching.
And they were like, no, no, come on, go. You get on up there. Get a better closer look.
They were like, nope. So I grab her. We fucking skedaddle and we're going downstairs.
And then we sat down.
We went downstairs.
Yeah.
And we sat down in this booth just to like kind of be like, what the fuck happened? As we sit down in this booth, this older gentleman comes and slides right in next to Steph, and he goes,
like, pins me in there, basically.
And he goes, hey, y'all looking to go upstairs and play tonight? And we're like, no, get the fuck away from us.
Yep.
Could not figure it out. And I want to say, too, like, we have not been approached at a swingers club like that since.
No.
Nobody approaches us. Ever.
Right.
Now. Which is bullshit. Right. But, like, that time, like, they would not leave us the fuck alone.
No, it was like, just stop, guys. Like,
it was crazy. So, we get outside, and the owner's sitting on the front step with his beautiful, beautiful dog. And he goes, so, how was your first...
Y'all leaving already?
How was your first experience? I was like, I can be honest with you, dude. Like, it was pretty terrible. Like, people weren't taking no for an answer. Like, there was no women here. There was a lot of guys. He goes, well, what'd you expect? You came on Gangbang Thursday.
Yep.
Oh, y'all, let me tell you, I wanted to punch an old man in the face.
We wanted, yeah.
Real hard.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker ruined the one chance I had at becoming a swinger, which, spoiler alert, he didn't.
Thought he did.
But at the time, I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Right. Like, who recommends that for someone who is just joining in the lifestyle? So, I guess the long story short about that is, if you're looking to get into the lifestyle, you want to go check out a club, make sure you find out what activities are happening on the evening that you're going, because...
Yeah, different nights, different themes.
Don't recommend game. I mean, maybe that's what you want to dive right on into, but at least know.
You should know what you're getting into. And if you're awkward like us, it's really good to know.
Right.
You know, it's really nice. But, you know, thankfully, like I said before, I am a salesman. And I was able to talk Steph into going again. And even though that wasn't even the worst experience we've had in the lifestyle.
Nope.
Not even close, but it was such an interesting story for us, and it was such an interesting experience that I think it allowed us to still, like, think, all right, let's see what else there is, maybe?
Right, like, okay.
That was weird, but, like...
Weird, and, like, we ended up with a funny story to go along with it.
That we couldn't tell.
No, we couldn't tell anybody, but then, like, you know, like, the longer you're in the lifestyle, the more people you meet, and eventually you can be like... Oh, how was your first experience? Oh, you had a great time? Oh, wait till you hear ours. And, like, it's just one of those things where you're like, I swear we're not making it up. It's 100% the truth and just so wild. So
like, let's back it up now, though. So if somebody was in your position.
Okay.
Right. It was a guy, and it doesn't even have to be about swinging. We can just talk about... You know, something... Let's back it up even further. I think we talked on the last one about how I introduced you to the vibrator.
Right.
For the first time.
Yep.
So let's go back to that, like, the very beginning. And you got a guy that's like, hey, my vanilla-ass girlfriend, I love her to death. And I would love her to the end of the time, regardless.
Right.
I just need to open her up because, you know, not necessarily just for me, but for her. You know, right. I think that there is some, you know, pleasure that she could experience, you know.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like that to her when it's presented from the guy, right? So, right. Like, it sounds selfish on the guy's part. And I know for a fact I can speak because I know it wasn't selfish on my part.
Right. And I realize it now. But, yeah, at the time, you're like, you just...
There's such a stigma. Right. To all this stuff. Especially
like, you just want me to be a slut.
Absolutely, by the way.
Yes, but...
And you're such a wonderful slut.
Okay, but at the time...
At the time, and really, maybe this was just a long con. Maybe this is what we're going to find out, is I've just been planting the seed all along to get you to become a professional adult performer.
Yep, there it is. Yep. The gig is out, or what is that phrase?
The jig is up.
The gig is up. The jig is up.
You know that's not true, though, because I have ADHD. There's no way I could commit to something that long.
No, I don't. We're lucky we made it to the second episode.
But so somebody's approaching you, like, what advice would you give to the guy, first off? The guy that's trying to talk to his wife or his girlfriend and trying to get them to open up. What advice would you give him to approach the subject in the first place?
Like, to try to not convince her, but like to soften
the subject. So say, okay, let's say I want you to use a vibrator for the first time.
Okay.
Okay, and just asking the question you feel like is going to
set me off.
Set you off. How is something like that best brought up? Wow. Do you just rip it off? Because really at that point, it wasn't even like I could just like show you porn.
Right.
And be like, oh, look, this person in this porn is using a, you know.
Right.
Which is a great technique in later times, y'all. Write this one down. but. I mean, for me, it was literally, I bought it.
Right.
I didn't ask you.
Right. You're like, hey, I got this for you.
Consent wasn't a thing back then.
Clearly. No, I'm just kidding.
But I bought it, and I was like, look, I know you hadn't had an orgasm. I really think you should try it. And it took you several days, and I didn't get mad.
Right.
I didn't get upset.
You're like, it's like almost like when you have to, like, not reverse psychology, because that sounds bad, but like...
What it was, if I remember correctly, you can tell me if it's wrong, but I think what it was is we fucked around still.
Right.
Every time we got together.
Right.
So I would just take it out.
Right, it's like, you know...
Every time, I'd put it on the nightstand, and then I'd turn it on and be like, oh, you know, apparently you can feel how powerful it is by touching it to your nose.
Right. Feel it with your finger.
Yeah. And yeah, so it's almost like a toddler with sensory issues.
Right. You know, that's what I was saying. Or like, you know, you're going back through and being like, you have to like reverse the mind on it and just being like, oh, it's like, okay, it's just in my sight. We're not like using it, but it's there. Oh, now it's on the bed while we're doing something. Oh, now, you know, it's in my hand. And it's like, you know, like little baby steps to like.
Now, I remember when you first started using it and like you actually like. Came for the first time.
Right.
And I looked at you and I was like, did you come? You're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I came that time.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
I was like, you would know. Like, did it feel different than before? You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, no, I know. I know that was not the same.
But, I mean, I think it's important, you know, for the guy to be patient, obviously. Anytime that you're presenting something, and to be willing to back off.
Right.
And approach it at a later date. And maybe even just wait and see if you can create an opportunity to bring it up instead of trying to force it.
Or if she just willingly starts to, like, be curious about it herself. Like,
which is great, but you would have never started being curious about it yourself.
Never. Nope. I still wouldn't.
No. And, I mean, literally my tactic, and this was my tactic until... shit, like several months ago, was just buy every sex toy around until you find one that you like.
That didn't work.
I mean, we found one.
Yeah, we found one.
I spent like $30,000 on sex toys, but like I got one that was like a $30 toy that you're just like, this is the fucking shit.
This is it.
I mean, you do like the Lovin's toys, but they're typically not going to get you off.
Right. I enjoy playing with them, but yeah, they're not going to seal the deal for
me. So now backing it up and giving your side of advice from, you know, a guy that's maybe letting his girlfriend listen to this. Okay. That may be where you were. And again, on the vanilla scale, you were water. Like.
I mean, I'd say just like. So I am talking.
You're talking to the woman.
Okay.
You know.
So, like, just hear him out. Like, don't discount what he has to say. Obviously, speak your mind, too. Tell him what your thoughts are as far as your reasonings for not wanting to do whatever it is that you don't want to do. But also, you know, hear him out. Like, I'm not saying maybe he's right, but I'm not saying that maybe he's wrong. But, like, don't shut down like I did. Like, be open to different things to help broaden your sexual experiences.
Be okay with trying. Like, it's okay to feel awkward.
Right. Yep.
And that's, I mean, you fought that feeling of awkward for so fucking long.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, awkward, anxiety, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It all manifests itself in a similar way. And it's just, you just got to be able to be like, okay, it's normal, you know, safe human sexuality.
Right.
I mean,
everybody does it.
In
some form or another.
You even had a point for the longest time, really. I would say this was probably the most, probably didn't even, no idea what I'm even about to say.
No, I'm clueless. I don't know where we're going with
but
this.
Like, you would not even touch your pussy.
Oh yeah.
With your own fingers.
You know.
You just thought that was gross.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? And then somebody offered her $5 to do it one time. She was like, oh yeah, this is great.
Yeah, okay, I'll
like,
do it.
Shit, if I just knew I had to give you $5, I would have done this forever. No, but it was just the idea of, I think, somebody other than me, maybe.
Right.
Like, being like, hey, no, this is normal. It's okay. You know?
Yeah, like, you know, we'll get together with other people, and they'll be like, oh, I like it when, you know, you do this, that, and the other, or whatever. And I'm like, what about you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm doing down there. So,
you do
good
now.
Luck. Yeah, no, I do now, but, like, before it was just one of those things. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, it's a crapshoot, good luck. Like, I don't know, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we've come a long way for sure. I mean, you've just really, even within the last few weeks, I mean,
yeah,
just crazy stuff, you know, from you saying you would never be able to squirt to to squirting literally all over my computer. So
on a live show for the very first time.
So, like, crazy shit happens, y'all. You just got to stick with it. You got to be patient, and you got to listen to your partner. And
communication is key.
I mean, there's not a damn thing we don't tell each other.
Yeah.
It's awkward or not. You know, if we have a feeling about something.
I mean, like, we don't fight. Like, we don't get angry at each other. Like, maybe, yeah, we might get frustrated or whatever, but, like,
we get it out immediately.
But we also spend all day, every day together, which I love. But you can't be mad at somebody and then still have to spend all day and do what it is that we do and, you know, not let it affect how, you know, we make our, you know, content.
I mean, I think it's easier to say than to do, you know, to say, yeah, well, if you work with somebody all day long, you can't get mad at them. I think we're just
fortunate enough
to be that compatible.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you just listen to your partner. Like, communicate, like, because that really is the key to everything in the lifestyle. Like, as far as, like, I mean, that's what everybody that you talk to at, like, the resorts and stuff, or the parties or whatever, everyone's like, no, communication is huge. So,
and I think it's important to say too that, like, with your partner, you need to have, like, a communication ahead of time to where it's like, hey, if I say something that's just totally fucking crazy, if I bring something up and you're not into it, like, just say, hey, no, that's not for me. Don't judge me on it. You know what I mean?
Right. Just be like, no.
It's got to be a safe place, and I think that takes a long time to get there. And I don't think that Steph has still even come out and been like, hey, this is an explicit fantasy of mine.
No.
But
I've not come up with one of those yet.
To be fair, I'm not sure I've given you a fucking chance to even formulate a fantasy, because every time that we've seen something that you've even given a slight interest in, I've made sure that it goes.
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny, you know, I'll have all these people be like, what's your biggest fantasy? Or like, what? And I'm like, I don't have any, because anything that I come up with, Jason makes sure that it gets not taken care of, but like,
I'm a dream maker, baby.
Yeah. You take care of me. But like, no, like, for real, like, if I come up with just, I mean, it doesn't have to be wild, but like, you know, just weird, crazy idea. And tell it to them, and oh shit, now here we are filming that. So, like,
yeah, I live to make shit happen for you.
Right.
The weirder it is, the wilder it is, the harder it is to make happen, the more likely it is that I'll make it happen.
Right.
So, no, I'm, yeah. Well, thanks again for listening to us.
Yeah.
This was fun. I hope it was insightful for y'all. We've got, you know, we're going to be streaming again this evening. We're going to be filming a few of these probably daily for a week or two. And then we're going to back off and start it going weekly. And we'll see how it goes. Again, hey, maybe this is the last time you ever hear from me.
You know,
the ADHD may take hold. And
you may take them away onto some other journey.
May never hear from me again. hell, maybe I'll be a TV star next time you see me. Who the fuck knows? My life is just weird like that.
This is our life, is that we just don't know where Jason is going
to
take us.
We're just floating from one place to the next. But one place you can definitely catch us is on OnlyFans.
Yep.
That was a beautiful segue.
Yes, it was.
OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass, or you can go on Instagram, which is StephanieClassX. And if you really want to throw me a bone because you think I'm cute and you like the way I sound, you can, give me money at OnlyFans.com/JasonClass. Until next time.
Catch you later.
See you later. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's
would
exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join it. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential, you know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome, too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration, too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before, so I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good.
And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX